Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Survivor's on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So nice to be home.
Anybody who's, I know, my God, you must be relieved. It's nice just to be in your routine. My life is so regimented. I actually was like, oh, God.
Yeah, no, I'm into
that too. A
2-day
trip and then back to work. It's crazy.
I'm into that too.
So this week is the end of The Bachelor. And I know a lot of people have been texting and asking if we're going to be talking about that. But here's the problem is there's a big thing that happened on the Monday night show, which I watched yesterday. And apparently last night was the After the Rose thing and they broke down all this other stuff. So I need to watch that. And so... And that gives people time to... I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. People are always yelling at me about that.
It's all over the place. It's all
I know.
Over. But I look forward to you breaking it down.
Well, I'm not going to spend too much time on it.
What happened with that? What happened with that?
Tell us everything, Sarah. Yeah.
Oh,
come
yes.
on.
I know you guys can't wait. You're waiting
with
bated breath.
You guys might be proud of me. I did, for you, watch...
Survivor.
Boo!
Just the two. I went over to the dark side, human.
It's such a good show. I don't know. I don't even know what you're tripping on.
The two-hour. I only watched the 2 hour. There's so many times I wanted to turn it off.
Oh, stop it. There's only been one episode. So tonight you watch the second episode.
I will not be watching tonight. Maybe this weekend I'll watch it. I don't want to watch it in real time. We'll see.
Anyway, if you're wondering why we haven't talked about The Bachelor yet, yes, I'm still avidly watching it, and yes, I'll talk about it tomorrow. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, and I also want to see it for myself and have my own opinions about it. Mm-hmm. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Paper, P-A-P-E-R, paper is today's code word. Text the word paper, this hour's code word, I should say. Text the word paper to 72881 by the end of the hour for a chance to win $1,000, just like Christine and Rochelle did yesterday.
Oh.
Paper is the word. Text it to 72881. That number, 72881, is totally different from our regular number. This is a national contest. One lucky winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Thank you. Paper. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma.
Get knowing.
It's like get going, but it's get knowing. Paper is the source code word. Thank you, Bryn. Okay, we're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. These are the biggest songs in the country at this moment. Coming in at number 100 is Plies and a song called Rock. Okay, I like it now.
Who's this?
Plies. P-L-I-E-S.
Get to the rock part.
Right here.
She is my rock.
Oh my God.
I should add that to the Friday montage.
Oh yeah, that's great. I love that.
That could be too dumb.
Oh, what do you want? Beat it in all. Music today.
Awesome,
sucks.
Right?
It's horrible.
Oh, that is so bad.
Okay, so you don't like it.
It's funny
I'm
as
not
hell.
Sure if you're goofing around
she
or
is
what.
My rock. She is my rock.
Meanwhile, it's going to end up on for 5 minutes during the montage. I'll be still wondering, do you like it or hate it?
I don't get it.
It's terrible.
It's the worst.
I love it.
I like it.
Wait.
That's the worst.
Yuzi, that's my song to you. You are my rock.
I'll take it.
By the way, that one's falling fast, just so you know.
Good.
Yeah, it was 95 last week. It's 100 this week. Bye-bye.
Right, we won't hear it again.
You were just talking about Record Store Day 2018. I got the full list of exclusive releases.
You do?
Yeah, so I've got a few highlights. Actually, I mean, there's more, but these are kind of the highlights here. The Cure is going to release Torn Down Mixed Up Extra containing 16 new remixes.
I love The Cure.
And they're going to be releasing their original 1990 remix album Mixed Up on vinyl for the first time. Arcade Fire is going to reissue their self-titled debut from 2004, and that's the first time it's ever been on vinyl. Rage Against the Machine, they are going to release a live recording of their 2000 performance at the Democratic National Convention. Let's see. My kid's really into car seat headrest, and they make the list, so I'll mention this.
Oh, did that show happen yet?
No, it's in July.
Oh.
They're releasing the original version. I guess car seat headrest is a dude, because they're saying his 2011 album, Twin Fantasy. That's going to be on vinyl for the first time. And not to be confused with the reworked version of the album that he recently released.
Mm. So he's one of these young guys who's making music on their computer in their room.
You know, I don't know. It seems pretty guitar. I mean, definitely there's some electronic mixed in with it. But he tours with a band. So it's being performed. I have no idea if he's one of these guys that plays all the instruments himself.
I've heard some of the songs. I just didn't know that they were...
Yeah, I didn't know it was
a guy,
one guy.
Right, I didn't know all that.
Phoenix is releasing an unreleased Tiamo track called Monologue on a heart-shaped 7-inch red vinyl.
I love Phoenix. You like them?
I'm not that familiar with them.
They're great.
I've heard you like them.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd is going to release a remastered mono version of their 1967 debut album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Huh. The Stooges are releasing the Detroit edition of their self-titled debut album. It features a bonus LP with material lifted from their CD box set.
Is that the Raw Power album or not?
It doesn't say that. Mm. Additionally, Iggy Pop is going to release Live at the Ritz in New York City in 1986. U2 is releasing a 12-inch that contains Beck's remix of their track Lights of Home. And Wilco is releasing Live at the Troubadour 11/12/96 on double vinyl. So there's some of the special releases that are happening for this. And you said it was April 21st, right? It's a Saturday. It's called Record Store
Yes.
Day, and there's all these exclusive, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to head into an actual record store.
I think their first album was just self-titled. And the other one I'm thinking of is More Power, not Raw Power.
Forbes released their annual billionaires ranking yesterday, and overall, there are... How many billionaires are there on Earth?
I'm going to say 200.
More than that.
Oh, more?
I was thinking 200 as well.
Mm-hmm.
783.
More. In fact, Donald Trump is 766th on the list of billionaires.
So there's thousands.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's 2,208 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. So he is, Donald Trump is the 766th richest person in the world with $3.1 billion. He'd obviously take issue with that. He's said multiple times he's worth over $10 billion, which would put him around 150th. Forbes says Trump's fortune is down about $400 million from last year, which dropped him 222 spots. They're saying markets are partially to blame for his drop. Retail, real estate in New York City continues to struggle, but his polarizing personality is costing him business as well. And he's supposedly not making any foreign deals while he's president, so that shuts down one area where he could be making some money. At the top of the list, it's Jeff Bezos. Mm. He's number one.
Of course.
How much?
$112 billion.
Damn.
Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are two and three, and they're the ones who are trying to give all their money away. Bill Gates has $90 billion, and Warren Buffett has $84 billion. There's a guy named Bernard Arnault. He's a French businessman. He's fourth with $75 billion. Mark Zuckerberg is fifth. He has $71 billion.
He is
33 years old, fifth richest man on earth. So congratulations, all you rich people. Congrats. It's wonderful. Actually,
I just read that Facebook's about to get, well, I think they are getting sued by BlackBerry for the Messenger.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did too, yeah. I heard that this morning.
So I guess BlackBerry... Their technology goes so far back that it's the beginnings of those messaging, you know, the BBM. And I guess they believe they have patents that Facebook has been using.
Well, Facebook can afford it. They'll just
we'll see.
Tie it up in court forever or go, here you go, BlackBerry. Here's a little bomb.
BlackBerry stock back 5 years ago, it seems like it peaked at $15. It's now trading at $12.
That's more than I would have even thought.
Yeah, way more than anyone would have thought.
12 cents is what I would have thought.
Sorry, in 2008, they traded for $144 a share.
Oh, man.
But they've gone down a lot.
Well, they were the main phone for a minute there.
I was very resistant to get rid of my BlackBerry for an iPhone. I'm like, what do I need that for? I have everything I need right here and Brick Breaker. I used to play that Brick Breaker game on there all the time. Stormy Daniels is suing President Trump over a hush pact that she says they drew up days before he was elected, but then he didn't sign it. And she's saying he's been talking about this, and his lawyer confirmed that we had an affair. Like, why do I have to shut up about it? So in the lawsuit, she claims that Trump did her dirty, according to TMZ, by not signing the agreement, which intended to keep her from talking about their 06 affair, hurting his presidential campaign. She signed on the dotted line. His attorney signed on the dotted line. This Michael Cohen is the guy that supposedly came up with $130,000 out of his own pocket.
Yeah,
she shut her up.
So she did she cash the check?
She did. She says they used aliases. Trump was David Dennison, and she was Peggy Peterson in the contract. But he didn't sign it. Cohen contacted her shortly after the Access Hollywood tape came out because she had, long before she ever signed a confidentiality agreement about it, she said, yeah, I banged him. I met him at this golf course in Tahoe and went to his room, and she gave all kinds of details and even went back for more, even though she didn't seem to be all that into it. I guess, you know, he's a rich guy. I'll keep banging him. She says, as for the signing bonus, it was routed through an entity called Essential Consultants LLC. She says the company was created right before the election just to hide the source of the payment. And she's suing to get a judge to rule that the agreement is invalid, which would presumably clear the path for her to say whatever the hell she wanted about it.
Or write a book and cash in big.
Hello.
That's money, what this
money,
is about.
Money, money. Well, it's all about money.
Right.
Did she? Did she work that hard? I guess banging Trump would be hard work.
Yeah, and all those other guys she had to do.
Yeah, she's, you know, her life's hard. I'm going to give her that.
If she's always looking up her net worth. She's worth $4 million. Oh.
Stormy Daniels is worth $4
million. Wow.
I'm shocked.
Good for her.
If you look at her Instagram, the amount of, like, people defending her and bashing her, it's...
That's just an ongoing war of words between...
I wouldn't be able to take it, I gotta be honest. Like, it would break me down.
You just don't read the comments. You just put up your pictures and let people have at it. The more comments,
yeah,
the better.
Yeah, but then, you know, that curiosity gets the better of you, and you're just like,
Yeah, it's crushing to read something. You know, there'll be a million nice things said about you, and then the one person who says some terrible thing, that's the only one you care about.
Someone said, I posted a picture last week, or someone said, there was just what you're saying, all these really nice comments, and one person says one comment, and I go back to that person, I go, really, you took time out to say that to me?
Well, this
so, wait a minute, let me ask you something.
Oh, God.
So you're saying...
One stupid comment, just, you know, I was in a mood, I guess, sorry to that person.
So what, so you're saying you can't not? Like, even though you know better not to look, you have to look.
If I get in a mood, you know, sometimes I get in a mood.
And you just have to see what's what.
Then I'll see what's going on.
Huh. Yeah, sometimes you have a minute and you just sit down and you read some of the comments.
Yeah.
I like that you can like them now.
Yeah, me too.
That's one thing you got right, Instagram.
Here, yeah, thank you for your comment. Right. Here's acknowledgement back. I saw it. Thank you.
This is another indication that network TV is going away. It's having a hard time. Last week, and I don't think I got to the story, but NBC had announced that it was cutting ad time by 10% in prime time this fall. The problem for a lot of these, The problem for a lot of these network shows.
Any chance to play that instrument.
Is that for years, people who produce sitcoms and regular length programs are told how long exactly that show can be. So when they go to do reruns, they can't. They're going to start to run really short if they're playing less commercials. You know, they've given you 52 minutes of, or 47 minutes or 23 minutes or whatever it is. They've got that logged, and that's how long that sitcom is or whatever show. So they had said new shows are going to only have, they're going to be down 10%. You're going to see 10% less commercials. This was NBC. And you, but older shows, we got to fill those. So, but new shows and primetime shows, starting this fall for NBC. Fox is taking this several steps further. They announced yesterday that by 2020, they plan to cut commercial time to 2 minutes per hour.
Oh, that's so great.
Well, it's great, but it's just showing you how they'll charge more, I'm sure, for those two spots.
This is prime time.
Prime time.
All the time. It's got to be just a small window.
I think
window.
It's prime time, and it comes down to... If they're doing a rerun of something from older, I guess they're just going to try and phase that stuff out, and because they'll have to fill those dead spots. Maybe they'll start to run shorts. I don't know. Well, we've got 8 extra minutes.
Well,
here.
Here's what they should do. I don't know that anyone's going to turn to me for, you know, programming advice, but why don't you find some new shows rather than, I mean, Kevin James and what's her name again?
Remedy, back? Yeah.
Like, that show was canceled, and now that's
they even
all
killed
got
off
to...
his first wife that he had on that show.
That's all you've got to give us again? Another, the same. And then the same. It's like Roseanne's back? Okay, I liked Roseanne.
Yeah,
sure.
Roseanne's back.
All the reboots. Martin's back.
Yeah, who were the
Tim Allen was saying this morning that
he wants to do a Home Improvement reboot. Yeah. There's also who's the Will and Grace, that's back.
Yeah.
I mean, there's apparently no new ideas anywhere.
Well, and new talent. Like find the kids that are funny and
well, they're all on YouTube. I guess they can't do
maybe
a half
that's
hour
it.
Show.
Maybe there aren't people who can do it. I don't believe that, but that's their mistake. I mean,
so if they go to 2 minutes per hour, it's a huge drop. In 2017, the average amount of ad time on broadcast TV was a minimum of 13 minutes per hour. For cable, it was 16 minutes an hour. So in order to cut ad time so drastically, they're going to have to charge more for ads. Fox executive Ed Davis said, the 2 minutes per hour is a real target for Fox and also our challenge for the industry. So there's that. I'm out of time, Vincent. What's coming up?
Saudi women make the news.
All right.
Also, McDonald's has a new recipe, and your grandma's secret recipe may not be what you think after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:36 on Hope Day morning. Thank you so much for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. You can check us out on the Looking Glass every day, and it's actually 24/7.
Every day.
Don't you always smile at the camera when you talk about RadioAlice.com/watch?
I was smiling about a text that some guy just sent.
Oh, it's a text.
Oh, it says, 925 says, I'm a 52-year-old construction worker, and I just got caught singing along to the Ed Sheeran song, Shape of You. Is it wrong that I know every word to this song?
No, it's not wrong, and thank you for listening.
I love construction workers.
Yeah, I know you do. So anyway, you can watch the show. Vaughn's got a whole camera set up in here, and we're in here dancing and singing along, too. You can watch us. And it loops all day long. Today's show will loop throughout the day, and then on the weekends, it's like a little best of all cut together. So check us out at RadioAlice.com. Thank you. /watch. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at Amazon.com/FreshBayJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... Nope, RadioAlice.com. Look at that.
Right.
Enjoy. You'll love it. And don't stop clicking.
Yeah, click away.
Click.
Just refresh.
All the time. Yeah. Thank you so much.
So much stuff there for you.
So here's what's happening. We'll begin with a couple quick sports short things. So the Warriors have 18 regular season games before the playoffs begin. So the season in the NBA is winding down, headed for playoff action. And that brings me to March Madness, which takes over most workplaces.
Yeah.
And that Selection Sunday is this upcoming Sunday.
And then we all get our brackets and fill
them
out.
Right, and then next week the games begin, and it's just a fever. Like, it just, whittles down fast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the fun things going on. And I believe we're somehow involved with...
It's loading.
Oh,
I'm pulling up the article, but we'll post. I'll give it to you, Vinny, whenever it comes, and then we'll post it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
It's what is it? A bracket or a?
It looks that way.
It looks like Entercom has a setup. Our company has a setup where you'll be able to get online and compete.
Oh,
yeah.
So bracket I'll bring
challenge.
You.
So
the
you
details.
Can enter some a contest and maybe win something.
Right.
Oh, fantastic!
I think so we'll bring.
The title, Vinny, says Entercom and 5-Hour Energy Sponsor Bracket Challenge app is the
Boom.
Article.
Great.
So we'll bring you the details on that. We've still got time. I just wanted to mention it. Get ready for the workplace to come to a screeching halt. That'll happen next week. So this story's been in the news for a little while, and it's so shocking when you hear that there's a place in the world today where women were not allowed to drive. No, not today. Now they can drive.
Mm-hmm.
Very recently, as recent as last year, like 2017, women couldn't drive in Saudi Arabia.
They still have a lot of other things they can't do, but driving is now one of the things they are allowed to do.
So there are grown women. The story is about a woman named Fatima who's giggling with hesitation when it's her turn to drive through a small parking lot and take driver's ed.
Oh.
Like, that's what they're absolutely over the moon about, that they now have an opportunity to leave. Step on the gas and get out of here. I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah.
That's called independence. That is, I mean, when we are 16 and we get our license, that is your chance to get the hell out for a minute and go wherever you want.
Freedom.
Right.
Freedom.
A stunning royal decree issued last year by King Salman announcing that women would be allowed to drive in 2018. Which is changing an incredible discrimination against women that's been ongoing in Saudi Arabia, where guardianship laws still give men final say on whether a woman can travel abroad, obtain a passport, or even get married. Some dude is still in charge of that for them. The king's 32-year-old son and heir, crowned Prince Mohammed bin Salman, just pushed through a number of reforms to relax some of the country's ultra-conservative rules, allowing women into stadiums to watch sports, bringing back musical concerts, and promising a return of movie theaters, which they haven't had.
That's right. Wasn't there a story in the first friggin' movie they showed was like the emoji movie?
There's been a ban for three decades on movies there.
What on earth are these people? I guess they knit. I don't know what they do for entertainment.
The reforms are aimed at improving Saudi Arabia's image abroad, attracting foreign investors, increasing women's participation in the workforce.
That's good.
And more.
Great. So this guy actually left the country, saw what the rest of the world was doing, and went, wow, that's
weird. I'm sure he's been leaving the country his whole life.
Yeah. And he went, hey, the modern world is a little different than the way we're living.
Yeah, they are rich beyond our wildest dreams and do get to leave and travel and experience
all
this
stuff.
Well, they're
men, so they get to go do whatever they'd like. How nice that one of them is a modernist.
So, yeah, we're seeing interesting changes for Saudi Arabia. That's great news. It's sad that it's taken this long, but...
baby steps.
Here's another major change taking place in the world. McDonald's is going to start serving fresh beef.
What were they serving before?
Isn't that an interesting headline?
Yes.
Is it just that it was always frozen? Does that make
it? Yes, that's the difference. About 3,500 McDonald's around the country rolled out fresh beef for the quarter pounders and other more expensive burgers yesterday. They say all the rest of its locations will join by May. Cheaper sandwiches like regular hamburgers will still use the frozen meat. Chicken sandwiches will still use frozen chicken, and filet of fish will still use frozen fish. And the McRib will still use
frozen whatever that is.
McMolded
rib shaped.
But McDonald's is making this move to increase the quality because competition from In-N-Out, Shake Shack, and the others, there's a few of them
that don't freeze stuff.
They've invested $60 million in making fresh beef their new thing.
All right. Well, you know, I'm loving it.
This story came onto my desk today, and weirdly, I had my first McDonald's hamburger in, I want to say, 10 or 15 years yesterday.
Oh, like at the airport or where?
At the airport.
Oh.
Funny.
The missus goes, I got to go. We got to eat something. I'm going to. I just said, all right, well, get me something. And she came back with a cheeseburger.
Oh.
And what about the little girl?
Nuggets? She had a plain hamburger.
Oh.
And actually, her first McDonald's ever?
That was her first McDonald's ever.
What'd she say?
Funny.
She ate it all.
And what about the fries?
We didn't get fries. There were no fries.
You might have got her hooked.
I don't know.
Get her hooked on fries. Yeah. Mm. She's got the rest of her life for that.
But it was, as I remembered, it's just soft, mushy, easy eating. Just went right down.
Tastes just like it always did.
And then I see this. It's not fresh beef. And went, oh.
Will you be going back?
No time soon. But there's not, sometimes when
I might go try that.
McDonald's is still everything you remember it to be. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Yeah.
This story is a cold splash of water.
Okay.
A website recently ran an informal survey where they asked people if they ever found out an old secret family recipe was really just plagiarized from a cookbook. And they got an overwhelming response.
Yeah.
That grandma's secret recipe was really just a Betty Crocker thing. And I just recently found, I grew up on, my mom always made dinners, but one of the ones she made was lentil soup.
Mm.
We ate it all the time.
Love lentil soup.
And I love it too. And it was always good. Mm-hmm. I just found out she was taking Progresso lentil soup. Yeah. Putting that, like grilling onions, adding that to the soup, boiling noodles, like elbows, you know, like pasta elbows, throwing that into the soup and a few other seasonings. And that's the soup I grew up on.
How funny.
Canned soup that she, you know, doctored up a little. Mm-hmm. Who knew?
Who's that?
No. Use that.
Wasn't me.
Do you really want to know what it is?
Yeah.
So old intern Whitney.
Yeah.
Kesha.
Sure.
Oh, how's she doing?
Says, I haven't talked to her in a while, but I'm listening to Tuesday's show. And as much as I was not looking forward to Scott, he did a great job. He was interesting and thoughtful in his responses.
Oh.
I agree.
That's good. Yeah. He settled in nicely. It was
great.
It was
job,
good.
Scott. Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing him, the new and improved version of Scott.
So how'd you find out about the soup? Your mom told you? Did you ask for the recipe and
no,
she told you?
No, we were making it, and she said, no, it's just canned soup. No, we just get an onion for me and get some elbows. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
what?
So is your mom's?
No, she would buy the dry lentils and soak them and do the whole...
Well, what about her pumpkin chiffon thing? Is that...
You know, that's definitely a recipe from somewhere. You know, I can't imagine that my grandmother made that up on her own. Like, it's, you know, it's probably right. Pulled out of a magazine or out of a cookbook somewhere. Hardly anything isn't. Oh, my God. Wasn't that a thing on Friends where Phoebe was like, yeah, my Toulouse
I don't remember
cookies.
That,
yeah, my grandmother made the best chocolate chip cookies that anybody could ever make.
Oh, and it turned out to be the Nestle one.
It was the Toll House cookies.
Yeah, right.
The Toulouse, yes. Or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what the plot was, but that was it, you know. It was like, yeah, that's the Toll House cookie recipe.
Yeah.
It's funny.
They are good.
Oh, sure. You know, when someone gets something right, you just go with that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the majority of people said yes. They found out the secret family recipe was really not an original invention at all. That most recipes have been plagiarized, especially desserts, they say.
Oh.
The rest of the top five stolen recipes are for side dishes, breads or rolls, sauces or jams, and soup.
Yeah, that's funny.
Stolen recipes.
Oh!
Nestle Toulouse.
Nestle Toulouse.
Oh, that is so funny.
That's hilarious.
Very cute. How did you remember that? You don't remember anything.
Well, listen, I remember things that don't matter. My mind is very selective.
When he first started the story, I was thinking, oh, where was that I saw that one thing in the Toll House Nestle? And it was
from Friends.
It. Yeah.
Funny.
A couple in the UK recently posted on a website for childcare professionals looking to hire someone else to explain the birds and the bees to their kids.
Oh.
Because they don't want to. They're offering $3,500 so they don't have to do it.
Well, Vinny, you should go do that. I mean, I'm sure you'd pull no punches and tell them all about it.
They want a licensed child care professional. They want them to cover all the stuff, too. Topics include sex, gay sex, STDs, condoms, consent, male and female anatomy, periods and pregnancy, as well as transgender and non-binary gender identities.
Well, the full gamut.
So,
are there people? I bet you there's people out there who are like, yeah, I'm an expert in all that, and I'll be happy to take your $3,500.
I can see how a parent might feel like, maybe I'll screw that up, and it is important for him to get the right information.
Yeah. Well, sometimes your parents are almost too eager to tell you about the birds
and
the
bees.
Well,
your mom was, right?
And then, right, and so it gets super uncomfortable. You know, I find that if you just answer questions honestly, every single time they get asked, you're that worked for me because I just thought, I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you what it is. You stop me if it gets uncomfortable. Here's how it all goes down.
I could ask my mom, but I don't remember them talking to me at all about it. I learned.
You said that, yeah. That
I
just
learned in junior high.
Right.
Miss
Well, you
Olivera.
Get a lot of, oh, that's right. I remember, I think it was fourth or fifth grade because the girls were all going to start to get their periods pretty soon. And we had like a couple days where they separated the girls and the boys. They told us all about it. I remember that. There were girls who were like freaking out. Like my mom had told me about the period and I knew because she had boxes of tampons in the bathroom. I'm like, what's this? So I did have some knowledge of it, but I remember there were some girls who went pale and just like, oh, my, what? What happens? Like no idea that that was going to happen.
Well.
But it's best that it's nice that I like that it happens in schools because I think it's better than all the misinformation that's out there. So at one point, I thought babies came out of your thigh.
Mm.
Yeah. I had a friend who was like, oh, yeah, they just cut your thigh open. It falls out.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, oh, all right.
Well, there's that's you don't even understand where kids think these things up. My daughter thinks I have a butt that sticks out and her butt doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, your butt's on the other side. Yeah. I don't know why you keep calling that a butt. And she also just while we were on vacation, we're in Disneyland, you know, the missus is now 4 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. She's showing. There's no more hiding it. And my daughter goes, look, my belly's full of food and yours is full of a baby. And I'm like, I still don't know what she knows about any of that. But yeah.
Well, draw her a diagram of the uterus and the fallopian tubes and ovaries.
But they're in it, so they're making these things up and they're filling in the spaces themselves is my point. It's interesting that
she probably thinks you poop a baby out.
I think she does. Yeah. That's my point.
You should explain that.
I don't know if I should.
Well, maybe her mom should.
Yeah.
You got that right. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vinny, Ozark is great. Binge watched it this weekend. Thanks, says 925.
How far in are you?
I haven't finished it. No. I'm still only 7 episodes in or so.
Do you love it just as much?
I love it. I just can't get a minute. I'll get a minute now, starting now. My schedule clears up. Who cares? Yuzette already ruined the ending of Bachelor last week. Ugh.
I didn't know I was ruining it when
you
I read that text.
I was pleasantly surprised, but you didn't tell. Look, one thing I am going to say about last night's show, or I'm sorry, this would have been Monday night's show. This was the thing where he picks a lady and gets down on one knee and proposes and tells her he's going to choose her every day until a week or so later when he's done choosing her and chooses the other lady that he let go.
Oh, he switches?
Oh, yes. So that's not a spoiler. I don't think there's really anything left to spoil at this point because I don't know what happened on last night's show, but apparently there are a couple things I've heard that I could tell you, but I'm going to wait until tomorrow. We'll do a full breakdown. But yeah, he just can't stop thinking about the other girl. Girl number one takes off the engagement ring. And they have
longest.
And he doesn't just break up with her like you'd think. He would sit her down somewhere and privately say, look, this is not working for me and I blah, blah, blah. No, he rounds up a camera crew. They follow her all around this house where she's just trying to like hide herself in a room. And it goes on and on. She asks him to leave about 40 times. Okay, just go. Just leave. I have nothing else to say to you. And he's just sitting there. Just sitting. And they don't edit it. They just let the thing run. It's like uncomfortable 4-minute segments where no one's talking and she's sobbing gently and he's just looking at her all concerned. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Well, my question is, so is it possible to be heartbroken in that scenario?
Or it is. She's clearly thinks that she's engaged to this guy.
And loves him.
It's real for her.
For her, it's, oh.
Yeah. It was real for the other girl, too. I mean, that's why I like it, because it's just so insanely ridiculous. I love the show because these people are just put in a bubble. All they can think about, all they can talk about is this guy. No social media, no phones, no contact with the outside world. They live and breathe and eat and sleep and compete for this guy's love. And they are convinced by day two that they love him. And man, there have been some loser bachelor and bachelorettes. I'm like, that guy? Come on.
And so wait, so he goes, so after he dumps that lady, has he'd already told the other one he wanted her first to make sure he wasn't going to lose her, too.
It looks like he, you know, I don't really know, and I guess that's going to all get explained tonight. But what he says to this one is, I was honest with you. I told you I was struggling with having let the other person go. It was really real for me with both of you. You know, thank you for putting up with that. I called her. I called the other girl, and I'm going to give that a shot.
So he did make sure he had the other thing
first.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got to, right? I mean, he had to call and be all, so are you in if I can untangle myself? You are? Okay, I'm going to go untangle myself.
Brutal.
And it's all on TV.
Huh. And they didn't edit it at all.
I can't wait for you to tell us everything.
At all. No, that's, I basically just told you everything.
All right.
I'll see what happened on last night's episode.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Vinny, I'm going to start with Hooman's favorite guy.
All right.
The Mountain from Game of Thrones.
Wait a minute. I thought it was Daniel Day-Lewis.
That was Mandingo.
It's not Mandingo?
Are those people more your favorite than The Mountain?
Well, I'm excited to hear about The Mountain.
He set a new world record.
I can't. Oh, is it the,
it
the thing he threw?
Yeah. No, it's not that.
Oh, okay.
It's not that. It's amazing.
He's the greatest. Wow.
He's so strong and burly. So more on Hooman's favorite guy after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.